Oh, you know who this is, children? This is Sleepy Joe. Mm-hmm. Old Sleepy, with music and songs and stories. Oh, and I got a message, too. A message from old Santa Claus himself. And Santa done told me to tell all you children to be as good as you can be. On account that him and the Brownies done worked mighty hard this year. And they got more dolls and toys than them ever done had before. And Santa say he want to make sure that the goodest boys and girls get the bestest toys and dolls. So, remember, children, be as good as you can be. Because Christmas going to soon be here. And while we're waiting for Christmas, old Sleepy got stories for you. I wrote a story about the time that Brer Fox tried to catch Brer Rabbit for his Christmas dinner. Hmm? All right, children, in just a minute the story, but first I wrote some music. Hmm? Just listen to this. Oh, there ain't nothing like good music or good stories. And here's the story of Brer Rabbit's surprise. And it all started a few days before Christmas. The day that Brer Snake met Brer Fox grubbing for grubworms over near the mill stream. And old Brer Snake wiggled up to Brer Fox and he said,
"Well, good morning, my brother. Grubbing in the dirt for grubworms, I see."
Brer Fox, he looked up and jumped, and he brushed the mud off his nose, and he said,
"Oh, excuse me. Oh, hi, Brer Snake. Yeah, grubbing for grubworms there. Got to. Ain't got nothing else to eat. Sure is embarrassing, though, for a proud, self-respected fox like me to have to grub in the dirt for the lowly grubworm. But when a Brer's stomach is as empty as mine is, it just got to be done."
"It's especially embarrassing this close to Christmas, isn't it, Brer Fox?"
Yeah. You can say that again. Every other Brer in the forest planning on a great big Christmas dinner, and here I is grubbing in the dirt for worms."
"Oh, but you too could have a nice Christmas dinner if you'd use a little imagination, Brer Fox."
"Imagination?"
"Yes.
What kind of Christmas dinner could I have?"
"Rabbit. Tender, juicy, super delicious rabbit."
"Mm. With the very word, make my mouth run water."
"Just think of it. Rabbit stew on the table, tender and steaming, with a delicious aroma that'll make you swallow your tongue."
I can taste him now. Almost swallowed my tongue down. How's I gonna get him?"
"Easy, my brother. You know how that little rabbit loves to see snowmen."
"Oh, yeah, well, he would hippy-hop a mile to see a snowman. Yeah, crazy about snowmen, that rabbit is."
"Then look, why not let me cover you with snow and make a snowman of you?"
"Me?"
"Yes. All you have to do is stand there. Let me pack snow all over you, cover you from head to toe in snow. And then I'll tell Brer Rabbit to come and see the snowman. And when he gets close enough, shake the snow off and grab him."
"Oh, yeah. Well, wait, that's a wonderful idea, Brer Snake. Yeah. Well, come on, boy, let's get started."
Well, children, Brer Snake do just that. Mm-hmm. He cover Brer Fox with snow, and then he go and get Brer Rabbit. And Brer Rabbit, he hippy-hop over to see the snowman. And he say,
"Oh, that is a fine-looking snowman. So natural-looking.
Hop a little closer, Brer Rabbit."
"Oh, I sure will."
And children, that little rabbit hippy-hop right up to the snowman. Mm-hmm. And Brer Snake, he sit there waiting for Brer Fox to shake off the snow and grab Brer Rabbit. But he didn't do it, not at all, didn't even move. And Brer Snake couldn't understand it. He waited and waited, but still Brer Fox didn't shake off the snow and grab Brer Rabbit. And finally, Brer Rabbit get tired of the snowman, and he went on home. And then Brer Snake, he run over and brushed the snow off Brer Fox himself. And he say,
"Upon my word, Brer Fox, why didn't you shake off the snow and grab the little fella?"
And Brer Fox open his frostbit eyes, and he say,
"Grab him. I couldn't grab him."
"But why? Why, Brer Fox?"
"Why? Because I was frozen stiff in this snow, that's why. frozen so stiff I can't even move a muscle. You ought to have better sense than to tell me to do a thing like this, you snaky thing. Take me home and thaw me out. And don't you ever talk me into doing a thing like this as foolish as this is again as long as you live. You snaky old snake, you.
And, children, with that, Brer Snake take Brer Fox home for to saw him out. Mm-hmm. And he had a time of sawing him out, too, what I'm talking about. And the whole time he was a sawing him out, Brer Fox was a fussing. Mm-hmm. A fussing and a fussing. And it was a long time before he got good and warm. It sure was. But he done learned a lesson, children. Mm-hmm. A lesson that you can learn, too, from this story. You see, trying to pretend that you is what you ain't is almost as bad as trying to play like you ain't what you is. And that's the truth. It sure is. Now, how about some music? Just listen to this. Oh, that's what children like. Music and songs and stories. Oh, and riddles. By the way, children, could you get the riddle old sleepy left with you the last sentence? What kind of animal is used to pull Santa Claus's sleigh? Could you get... That's right, children, reindeer. The cold. Yes, and... Oh, here, another riddle I want to leave with you. See, can you get this one? Fixing to enact the next sentence. Is you ready? What is the most important thing to say before going to bed at night? See, can you get that riddle twixt and tween and the next sitting? And now for old Sleepy say bye-bye. Hear a little thought that he wants to leave with his children. Christmas Day is full of cheer, and children loves it every year. Now bye-bye, children. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.